Oh, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show. I think this is the last one before Christmas.
It is. 5 days till Christmas. Can you believe it?
Holy moly.
Well, it's 4 days plus. You know, it's we're in that mode where it's like, it's the 20th.
This Thursday.
Christmas Eve's 4 days away. Dan.
I know. I'm ready for it.
I am too. I'm ready this year. This is one of those years I'm like, yep, here it comes.
Here it comes. And yeah, we're going to see a lot of folks and very excited. We got our big family, extended family party later today. Looking forward to that. And then whirlwind tour starting Christmas Eve.
It's a Saturday before Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's like 'twas the Saturday before Christmas. There's probably a song about that.
There might be. Is it Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? When did that take place?
I was thinking about that.
'Twas the day before the night before Christmas. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. And if you listen to our sister station, you've been hearing them over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cars 108.
Cars 108 is all Christmas. People just love it.
My wife says, you listen to Cars more during Christmas than you do the rest of the year. Yeah. I said, well, I anything that plays a little Bing Crosby, a little Andy Williams.
Some of those great ones, and Dean Martin Frank Sinatra.
Dean Martin says, it's cold outside.
Yeah. You know? yeah. Good stuff for sure.
But Andy Williams, man, he's my favorite.
So this is the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.
Let's just clarify something. In a classic rock mode, Bob Seger's Little Drummer Boy is outstanding. Okay. That way we at least get out of Andy Williams mode.
You hear some of those as well time of year on US 103.1. And, of course, you hear the Gunsmith Show every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Right here, right now, this first segment, we're going to talk a little bit about, do a CPL report. And it's brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive. Now, they still have their last pallet at the back of the truck. They got a whole truckload of that winter air.
Yes.
But they're at the last pallet of that free winter air, so you're going
to
want
to
get it.
Very important this time of year to have that new winter air in your tires, you know, to help with the potholes and the icy conditions. It helps.
So your tires shrink when it's cold outside. Like everything.
I heard everything shrinks.
Everything shrinks. I've heard as well. I don't know about that, but it does. And when you drive on underinflated tires, it's no good for your mileage.
Suspension, everything goes bad.
So
it tears
it's important
up your shocks. It tears up your rims. You know how many people have to buy new rims this time of year because they underinflated tires and hit a pothole and bam, all of a sudden they got broken aluminum rims.
They'll put air in for free, and if you do need something done, boy, they're good folks. They'll take great care of you.
Last year I got several new sets of tires from them. At Diamond Jim's, and new rims. I got four beautiful new rims on my trailer. Actually, I bought five. I bought to spare in it, too.
Yep.
And very, very excited about my next set that'll be for my truck. So I deal with Diamond Jim's. You should, too. You can link to them right from my website, or you can give them a call, 810-743-4210. Now, remember, everybody's going to have holiday hours coming up this week because Christmas is Thursday.
Yep.
So expect light hours on Wednesday and then Thursday, of course, off. And then some people are closed for the weekend. So I don't know what their plans are, but with all the people on the road, I have no idea yet. But give them a call first before you head over there. But check them out, Diamond Jim's. You'll be glad you did.
Right on Dort Highway, south of Bristol, right around the corner from the station.
Yep. Very easy to get to and wonderful people to deal with. Now, Dano, year-end CPL report came out this week.
Okay.
And The word of the day is complacency, but there's a caveat. So we seem
you're throwing out caveat and complacency
and
in the same sentence.
Same sentence because seems to have settled into a general population, or seems to have settled into the general population that in the past 6, 7 months, 8 months. CPL numbers have gone down, but there's the caveat is interesting, and this is very true. As of March of 2025, we had 855,750 CPL holders. So 855,750, huge number, biggest we've ever had. But now, as of December, the December numbers are 845,000. So we're down. We're down 750. Now, what does that mean? It's not a big number. It's just we're down a little bit. But how do we lose 750 in a year like this when people are buying more guns than ever? And you know what I think it really comes down to is there's a lot of people that are actually leaving Michigan. Not a big number, but a substantial number.
Could be.
And a lot of them might be looking for other red states to move to. And that's an honest assessment on several people I've been on their websites and checking it out, that there is a little bit of a
migration.
A fed upness. Mm-hmm. They're fed up. And they're going to move out. So that could be part of it, but migration is a good way to put it. And
boy, this early winter probably didn't help.
No kidding.
Got cold awful quick.
Snowbirds flew out of town quick this year.
Guess
we're going to celebrate Christmas.
Flying south now. Yep. Yeah.
And I think more of them are going to Texas and I don't know about Arizona.
Tennessee.
Yet. Yeah, Tennessee's Arizona. Big. All the southern states are nice.
South Carolina.
Yeah. Even Mississippi's a good destination. So lots of states. There are states I try to stay out of, but lots of states I wouldn't mind living in. But I still love Michigan. I love the hunting here. And to me, heck, it's still deer season, you know? So it's and here it is 5 days till Christmas or 4-point-something days till Christmas. There's just a lot going on in Michigan that keep me here and happy, especially family, loved ones, and all the venison in my freezer. That keeps me here, you know?
Yep.
So what can I say? And we're going to talk a little bit later about how far deer season goes this year. It's pretty amazing. We're going to be able to rifle hunt, from what I can determine, well into January now.
So is this changed because of the numbers of deer hunters are down significantly too.
Down, and but they still
the herd is up, the take is down. It was under 200,000 harvested it.
But the way they're registering and harvesting now, they don't do the counting on the roads like they used to. Remember, they used to be counters on the roads, and they would have a clicker. And they count looking at the cars going down I-75 and click them. That's one of the ways they counted. And then, of course, they had deer check stations where you stop to bring your deer in for examination by the DNR. Well, now they're counting on you to do it with your smartphone. And there's a lot of people that just will not do that.
Mm-hmm.
They will not register your deer on the smartphone.
Do they extrapolate? I mean, do they take any of these things are going to be a sample and then they extrapolate from that?
Well, they say the numbers are down. Now, by me hunting... And hearing the amount of shots fired, I know the numbers are down. But I've talked to plenty of hunters that are filling their doe tags. They filled their buck tags already. And
if you have a tag, do you have to report?
You're supposed to report when you kill a deer. You're supposed to report it within so many hours,
regardless of whether you have a whether it's a doe tag.
And you do it through your smartphone.
Gotcha.
If you're not good with the smartphone, if you're still like Grandpa with his flip phone, the phone that he never uses, he's not going to report it. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to get that. Not everybody is a lawyer. Not everybody is. And by God, you just about got to be a lawyer to read the DNR paperwork anymore. It's very frustrating.
The guidelines
are blurred.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The lines are blurred. So, and enough about that. We'll talk about hunting a little bit later.
But the highway count. It seems a little arbitrary as well, a little random.
But it was good. They did it up there by Birch Run.
And the amount
of people coming down 75 with deer.
But if you're hunting, farmland next to your property, you're not getting on 75.
Which is become very popular down here because it's so hard to find deer up north because you can't bait anymore.
Right.
When you could bait.
Go up there.
The amount of shooting up north. When I hunted Manistee for 30 years. You baited.
Mm-hmm.
You brought bait with you in the woods, and you put a little bit of bait. It only took a 5-gallon bucket.
They changed that because of the wasting disease, right?
Supposedly. It's all BS, though. It is
really?
All BS. It is totally disproven that it does not. Animals eat snout to snout their whole life. It
doesn't matter where they're, whether you're bringing them in or they're eating out in the wild.
Exactly. And it is nothing more than a, they tore up and destroyed a beautiful hunting ritual in Michigan, which was when we used to hunt up by Brethren in Kaliva area. Even Ted Nugent was always there. We met Ted Nugent the first time at the place where we all bought our bait.
Oh, no kidding.
And my brother-in-law, Grant, he had 240 acres. He had 3 trucks of beets delivered every year. And dump trucks, and they dumped whole dump truck. And they all ate venison off that because they just came to the sugar beets.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a deer on a sugar beet, they won't pull their nose off it. They just keep eating it. And there's not another one eating the same sugar beet. They pick their own sugar beet and start eating them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just eat on it like it's a bag of Lay's potato chips and they can't only have one. You know what I mean? So, and sure, I mean, my nephew got his first buck off a beet pile. I've shot deer off of corn piles. I've shot deer off of scattered corn, carrots especially. Deer, I just love watching a deer eat a carrot, you know. It's the cutest thing ever. They look like they're chewing a cigar. And sometimes they're so hungry they'll swallow them whole. And then especially in late deer season when, like right now when it's cold
and
they're
hard to find
looking
food.
For anything right now, instead of forcing them to eat all the acorns, which can make a bitter-tasting venison meat, when you get corn-fed deer or carrot-fed deer or sugar beet-fed deer,
a little sweeter.
They taste better.
Hmm.
So my taste buds can tell. Yours probably can, too.
Okay.
If you think I'm full of it, let me know. Shooter@thegss.com.
Yeah, weigh now, in on that one. Shooter@thegss.com. You can also check out the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Comment there.
Like us or hate us on Facebook, whatever you feel
don't
like
hate
doing.
Them.
Don't hate them. Don't
if you're listening
hater.
To this show, they're not going to be
right.
going to your Facebook page.
Hey, I got to tell you, I had a wonderful interaction last weekend at the LaPierre Gun Show. And I didn't talk about it beforehand, but we sat up there and so many listeners came up and said, hey, you're the gunsmith, you know.
Nice.
We had a great talk and a really good time. Such good camaraderie at that show. And it's a crying shame they won't work with us anymore, but that's behind, that's water under the bridge. So glad to be there and shake hands and have a good time with everybody there. And our hat campaign at Williams. Remember we had a hat campaign
yep.
where you come in and get a hat?
Mm-hmm.
I got a note from Williams yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, one of the hats in my bundle of hats had a $10 price sticker on it. And they called me yesterday from Williams and said, hey, are we supposed to be selling these hats for 10 bucks a piece? I said, no, they were supposed to go to anybody that asked for them. Oh, well, one of them said $10 a piece on them, and so we were going to put them out on the shelves for sale. No. They were just gifts. You know
okay.
what I mean? So we're trying to get that straightened out.
All right.
I'm going to
go over, ask for one.
It's Saturday. I'm going to go over and get it fixed out.
There
fixed
you go.
Up today. So, but we'll after
ask for them at Williams Gunsight Company. These are handsome, nice looking caps.
Yeah.
Gunsmith Show hats. From the Gunsmith Show, Jonathan Smith and crew at Williams Gunsight. This segment was brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
Yes,
don't forget,
was.
They've got that free winter air, that truckload sale still going on. Take advantage of that. We'll be back.
Honestly, they got great tires, great
they
prices.
They do. They do fantastic work.
Get over there and check them out.
All right. Back right after this. More Gunsmith Show on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.